Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
BJ and Jamie.
RV life, man. His wife, Frog, out on the open road, man. They're going to go to Estes Park. Stickers on the back, and they're going to have Good Sam Club, KOA.
Here's what I've learned so far. Don't buy an RV in October.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You know I love that app, man.
I know you do.
Oh, it's free.
I know.
You put it on your phone. We're live there all over the country. You get the podcast. What an app.
Although, Carson, do you put the whole thing up? Because somebody told me something was missing from one.
Mm-hmm. No, I always put the whole thing up.
The whole thing up?
Yeah.
You don't just decide, like, I didn't like that part, I'll take it out?
No.
Okay.
You only put up parts about you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a highlight reel. Yeah.
Carson on the air?
Yeah.
Podcast?
Yeah, the podcast.
That's
weird. Yeah.
What did they say was missing?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see that every now and then.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows how to operate it, including me.
Somebody asked me how they listen, and I'm like, Odyssey app.
We're clueless. We don't know.
I know.
All we do is the show. You're on your own, man.
The tech part is, yeah.
What a friend.
What?
I'm going to cry. You're such a friend.
I really am.
You are.
I really am.
And I got to tell you, my heart is so warm right now because of you. You can tell it's the holiday season.
It is, because I'm a giver.
Jamie has just informed me that she's going to bring me a boatload of Whole Foods food tomorrow.
Yeah.
Free. Just give it to me.
Bougie food.
I've never had Whole Foods.
Well, for example, because I have another one of these and I didn't eat them. And so this is, this is $13 a pound for chicken salad. Chicken salad's chicken salad's $13 a pound.
Yeah, but those are high rent chickens they use for that.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They use the high stuff.
Well, because they don't use any processed stuff and all that crap.
Let me explain, okay?
Okay.
All right. First of all, she brought a boatload of wieners in for me on Monday.
I did.
In a cooler, right? Because she didn't use them at the cabin for a cookout. Instead, she made love instead.
What? No, I didn't. No, I have not consummated instead of that
making,
relationship.
Instead of making wieners, can she made just, love instead. So the wieners were left
to
over.
To this day, I've not consummated the relationship. Okay? No, those people screwed me over and brought hamburgers. They weren't hamburgers.
All right. So that part of the story I got just a little exaggerated.
Wrong kind of meat.
All right. But anyway, she brought me some waiters and just a boatload. And I took them home, put them in the freezer. So I kept the cooler. It's in the back of my car to give back to her, too. Well, she's leaving town this weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but who cares? I'm getting the food. She ordered a boatload of Whole Foods yesterday. And it came to her house. But she's leaving town for 4 days.
I didn't put it together. I'm not a good planner. What was the day before? I got it the day before, but nonetheless, right? And I was like, oh crap! But it's all packaged foods that they sell, you know. And so you're gonna have chicken salad, and then they have fancy chicken salad where they throw in the grapes.
She's bringing all this to me tomorrow.
I am because there's not a lot of people to take your old food. BJ will
eat leftovers, old food, year-old turkeys. Right. I'll eat anything.
But none of these have been opened, so that's the good news. Like, I haven't, like...
You can open them. Like, you can take a bite out of them. I'm fine with it.
No, I haven't dabbled in them. They just have not been... No, that would be gross.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm all good with it. What a friend.
I really
Folks,
am.
Think about
really.
That for a minute.
Yeah.
All that bougie food that she ordered, and I know Jamie, she doesn't come up short on anything, okay? She goes all full tilt boogie.
Well, there was only one way to finally get you to try Whole Foods, I guess. Yeah.
Free. I am free Whole Foods,
she
man.
She went grocery shopping for you.
I know.
Hey, Carson, I'll share with you if you want some.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally down. That chicken salad, I'm in.
Yeah.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in.
Well, you're not getting the chicken salad.
What?
Well, it's $14 a pound. I'm not giving that to you. You might get a peach or a pear or something like that, but you're not getting the chicken salad, dude.
One grape?
No, you're not. No, let's not get all cocky in there. Carson on the air.
Oh, my. Why are you calling him that?
Yeah, what?
Because I see your name pop up on my feed all the time, and it's always Carson on the air. And I find that funny for some reason.
It was the only thing I could name it.
Yeah, well, no, it just kind of reminds me of like a Ryan Seacrest would have a name like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, Seacrest on the air.
And nothing personal, dude. I'm just goofing.
I know, but now
it.
I'm compared to that.
It's not a bad one. He's a billionaire.
Man, I saw a picture of him yesterday. He doesn't look so good. What's going on with him?
Ryan Seacrest,
we're talking about.
So here's the only thing I know about Ryan. When he was raised in Georgia, he was really, really, really fat. He was a fat kid.
Right.
He was a fat teenager. He's been fat, right? So the only thing I can guess, and I don't know, you guys, I haven't seen Ryan in years, but I'm guessing he's on Ozempic and he's just taking it too far.
Oh.
That's the only thing.
Because he looks sunken.
He does.
His face does?
He does.
Yeah. It looks rough,
It
man.
Does look bad.
Yeah.
I agree
it's
with
like,
you.
Dude, back off.
He looks like he's aged like 10 years.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. I mean, I think he's like a year younger than me. That's the only thing I can put to it is that he's on the Ozempic.
I've met Ryan probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 times when I went out.
But have
to
you
LA.
Made out with him?
No, I've never made out with
well,
him.
Well, I
you
have.
Weren't you on a car hood or something?
Yeah, we were on a car
yeah.
hood.
Yeah, I remember that story. But no, I never made out with him. I wanted to. He was a good looking man.
And he is suspect, so it could happen.
Could happen.
Yeah.
We're all suspect.
Yeah.
But I met him on a 2 or 3 occasion. Very nice guy. He was very nice to me.
He is nice to people that he doesn't work with.
Okay.
He was nice to me.
Well, I was the boss.
So, for example, I did mornings, so he was nice to me.
Yeah.
But his staff on the afternoon show, he was not nice to.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, I came in there as the boss.
Right.
Okay. So he had to be nice the first 2 or 3 times, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, today wouldn't you be?
Oh, God, you wouldn't even matter to him.
He wouldn't even take
to either
take
one of us.
Call.
No.
All right, forget about Ryan. All right, We've had enough. It's Thursday. 1 week from today is Thanksgiving.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It's almost here.
You know, and I was talking to my friends about this, like, and I know we'd say it every year, and you get mad, and it's fine.
I get mad?
Yeah.
I rarely get mad.
No, you get
all right,
mad.
Well, what is it?
Thanksgiving food is not good.
Oh, you're such a prude. You know, you and your Whole Foods attitude. It just drives me nuts.
Just,
no, I don't get mad. I get angry.
It's not good food.
The most delicious food of the year.
It's not.
It is awesome.
I could do without the turkey. It's so dry.
Oh, shut up,
like
Carson.
Just like, and yams?
No.
Who wants a yam?
Yams, put a little brown sugar
and,
on
and
there.
And who wants stuffing?
Oh, like, the stuffing. Oh, bread. It's delicious.
The only thing good is bread and the mashed potatoes and then no gravy.
Green bean casserole.
That one's good.
Mac and cheese. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
The rest of it is just crap. Oh. It's like grandma like food. And then you guys put it on your plate and you let it touch and it grosses me out so bad that you like make it into this like vomit.
It's like
Thanksgiving vomit on a plate.
It's just easier if you just put it in a blender.
I know.
And just blend it all together.
My dad
it's
would,
delicious.
It would make me so sick to see my dad's plate. Because he did not care. It was just this plate of like yuck.
Ugh. I even love the cranberries.
Oh, God.
You got them in that can. You put them out there on the plate.
Oh, my God.
You slice them a little. Oh, they're delicious. That sweetness with the tangy and the green beans. Oh, it's delicious.
It is the worst.
I can't wait.
It's the worst food on the planet.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Ed is coming to town. He will be here July 4th of next year. It's going to be a big birthday party. Big old party, right?
We're bringing the Brit in for our 250th anniversary, right?
You know, I was thinking about that. You know what this is? This is like rubbing it in the Brit's face, though.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, the 250th birthday, we got this country from the UK, right? From the British.
Uh-huh.
So we're celebrating that we stole it from them, and we put him on stage. It's like we're just rubbing it in their face, right?
Right, and maybe now he's a dual citizenship. I don't know.
Or I have no idea.
Christ, I don't know.
8 o'clock. Ed Sheeran tickets are coming up this morning. Oh, big old bag drop tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Massive.
Last one.
You know, if we had it to do over, I would have called it the big ass bag drop.
Yeah.
Put the name on it. I think that would have been catchy.
Big
I don't know why I thought
bag.
Of that yesterday,
yeah,
but
either.
I did.
It's a little late.
A little late for that, but I mean, we're a few bag drops in, but
yeah,
you
I
know.
Mean, well,
if
this
we
is
had
our last one.
Lakewood.
Yeah.
King Supers.
Yeah, so it'd be the babbed.
Be what?
It'd be babbed.
The babbed.
The babbed. Big ass bag drop.
Yeah, that would have a ring to
babbed.
It.
It's a babbed day.
Today is bab day. Bab day. All right, look at the people agreeing with me, Jamie.
Only one.
Thanksgiving meals.
Only
the
one.
Absolute best.
One.
Well, that's all that's up right now.
One. I changed our Thanksgiving to brunch. So much better. None of that yucky food. We don't like turkey either, Jamie. We cook a chicken.
Yeah. I'm with BJ. Thanksgiving's the best. I do smoked turkey breast, and it has great flavor. I love it.
Yeah, there's that one.
Now, let me bring up another tradition, okay that I have, and you're going to poo-poo it too, okay?
I didn't poo-poo it. You poo-pooed my thoughts on Thanksgiving.
You're poo-pooing Thanksgiving altogether.
I think it's horrible
poo-pooing.
Food. It's horrible food.
Okay, well, you're the poo-pooer, not me. Don't try to turn this on me being a poo-pooer.
So, can I tell you what my plate looks like? Because people make fun of me every year like I'm a little kid. My plate at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay, so here's how it looks. I'm not even kidding. So what it looks like is I have like one sliver of turkey, like just a little bitty, like a literal pinch of turkey. Right. I'll put it over in the corner. Then I will take a big dollop of mashed potatoes and put it on there, but no gravy, right? And then I'll have a little bit of a broccoli casserole or whatever that stuff is.
Green bean.
Yeah, and I'll put that in a corner and then a roll.
That's it.
That's it.
What a boring plate.
I know.
You don't even deserve things.
People are like, does she have an eating disorder? I was like, no, I just hate that food.
And now that you're on Ozempic, who knows what this year's going to look like.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Maybe I won't take the shot.
All right. Here's the other thing with Thanksgiving, and you're going to poo-poo this too, okay? I love getting up early Thanksgiving morning and turning on the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
I love it. It's on in the background. Santa Claus is coming. He's going to be at the end of the parade. It's the official start of the season, right? I love the parade.
I love how they lip sync. They are amazing at lip sync singing.
And I don't even care.
So, I mean, they are like dead on. The way they lip sync to those songs, I'm like, whoa, how'd you do that?
Right.
Actually, my favorite parts are the marching bands. I think it's really cool that all these different towns across the whole United States gets to fly there and be in the parade. That part I like. But I don't know. The whole lip syncing thing and then the Rockettes. And then they try to bring out those like plays or whatever and do a little play, you know, the
I love it. I think it's great. They bring out the Rockettes, and they got those little short shorts on. They're kicking around in the streets.
They are kicking
you gotta
in the
love
street.
It. You gotta love in the street. It. Then you got Santa Claus. You got the balloons. And this year, I saw a story. Hang on a second. Where they're overhauling the parade. They're going to put in brand new characters this year, and they're booting a few, too. I think Popeye's out.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
I think Popeye in his spinach can.
No, I love Popeye.
I think he's gone. Yeah, it looks like he's getting the boot.
I know they're putting in a Labubu now.
Yeah, they're doing Labubu.
Oh, they are? Well, that makes sense.
They're doing some goldfish. Goldfish? I don't know what that's about. And then there was another
Is that
two.
The goldfish that always walked away? From Dr. Seuss?
You know, it might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's the goldfish that always walked away. Maybe. I don't know.
It says, let's see here. Some giant goldfish. I don't know. Lego. Lego's got a float that they say is absolutely killer. Killer.
That makes sense,
so
too.
So you got some upgrades. Popeye's gone. I think Lucy or whatever with the peanuts might be gone.
No, not Lucy.
I think they're booting Lucy.
No, I don't think they'll ever get rid of Lucy.
I'm just saying. I do love
if they take away a girl, they need to replace her with a girl.
Yeah. We mention where the backdrop was?
Nope.
No.
Lakewood. What is the address here, Carson?
It's 12043 West Alameda Parkway.
Wait, how do you say that?
12043 West Alameda Parkway.
No, it's 12043.
I feel like 120 is easier. I don't know.
12043.
12043.
West Alameda Parkway.
Okay, got it.
Rain on the way. We need it. Rain.
Are we
on the way?
All of these, the Mount Wave weather guy, the one that says Snur, I forgot his name, the one, the Front Range weather guy, they're all saying this is the most complex, this is according to them, the most complex system they've ever had to work with.
Are you poo-pooing again?
No, I'm just saying what they said.
Oh.
How is that me saying anything? I'm just telling you what they said. They said that it's the most, why is this the most complex that they've ever dealt with?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's only rain.
I know, right?
It's no big deal.
It's
not
weird.
Like they're predicting a 4-foot snow.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I would find that complex, not knowing if it's going to be a foot or 10 feet of snow. We're all going to be trapped in for the next 2 weeks or so.
Now, that would be complex, but just a little bit of rain. The Front Range guy said it's keeping him up at night.
Oh. You know, I think they get bored because they haven't had a lot of wind.
They have not
they
had
don't.
Anything.
I mean, wind, they laugh at because that's not really a forecast, you know. So I think these meteorologists, you know, they go to school, they study hard, they get their degree, then they sit around on their hands, you know, for 3 weeks with nothing happening.
So this is just real exciting time for them.
And this is exciting for them.
Makes sense.
So they hype it up and they give us those terms like this is the most complex ever to get our attention.
Well,
it makes them feel important.
It worked.
Yeah.
Telling you.
All right, rain on the way. We'll get to tabloid trash all coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alex 105.9.
It's that time of year where I give you my helpful hints about making Thanksgiving amazing for your family.
No kidding.
Yeah. So Grandma White was probably the best cook in the world. I mean, she's amazing, right? And they used to like wring the chicken's necks, you know, and all that stuff. And I mean, this is hardcore Lithuanian woman.
This is backwoods Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's like
backwoods, baby.
It is. Yeah. And so anyway, but she was also a creative. Like she was insane. She could make anything. But this is the year that you need to soak your sugar cubes in vanilla extract. All right, you soak them not too long, or else they'll fall apart. You give them a quick soak, then you cut little slits in your golden brown turkey. Right. You put the sugar cubes, kind of wiggle them in there, and then you light them all on fire. You turn off the lights, everybody like, yay, oh my God, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you walk in with it. It's
what
all
a tradition.
It's all lit on fire, and then it caramelizes on the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really good. Because everybody wants a piece of the turkey that has the caramelized sugar part on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a helpful hint, because you know, I'm a chef. I'm not a chef, but my grandma was amazing.
Granny was. All grannies are.
They really are, right?
Yeah. It's true. I don't think I've ever met a grandmother that couldn't cook.
Couldn't cook?
Yeah.
I guess my son's children will.
Yeah. More than likely, yeah.
I mean, ovens don't even work.
Yeah,
so.
I have a double oven. Yeah. Did I tell you guys I looked into maybe trying to fix that by myself?
No.
Yeah, that's a circuit board in there. that looked a little over my head. And so the entire front panel fell out because Kylie was over at my house. I was like, I feel like I could fix it if we go onto YouTube. But then we thought, I think it's 220. I don't know. But it'll kill you. And so then I opened it up the panel because I was just like, maybe we could do that. And the whole panel now is hanging by wires.
Oh, not good.
And I can't get it back in there. I can't get it back in the slot. It won't. The clips are gone. I don't know where the clips fell out. Anyway. All right. Man, this Epstein thing, you guys, it is crazy. As you know, it's been signed, right? The whole thing. But here's where it gets crazy. And I tried to tell you guys this yesterday. I told you, Bill Gates is in a lot of trouble about this one. And it's already happening. They've already discovered some stuff. It says that Bill Gates, quote unquote, loved Jeffrey Epstein. But his former wife, Melinda, banned him from speaking with the sex offender. And this is what some of the texts have said. Now, I told you I saw an interview with Melinda. And I mean, she is just, she seems like a nice lady. But when it comes to that guy, she hates his guts. She said that she warned Bill that he was a bad guy. She told Bill, you need to stop hanging around with him. She told Bill that, and then Bill's like, just meet him. He's a great guy. She said as soon as he walked in the room, she had a bad vibe about him and she thought he was just disgusting. And then they asked her another question like, did Bill Gates go over to the island? And all she said was this, you need to ask Bill Gates whatever Bill Gates wants to answer.
Well, they know he went to the island. Yeah. It's documented. Okay. So they have flight logs for that. But here's what I think. And this has not been said yet. She saw something. She's seen something. She has seen absolute proof of really bad, bad doings. Okay. She's either seen pictures. She's seen texts. All of the above. She's seen video. She's seen something. Because she would not have this opinion just based on a vibe she felt at dinner one night, okay? There's something there, and Bill Gates, he is deep, deep in this.
Several messages from the myriad of Epstein files released this month have given an insight into the friendship between between Gates and this Epstein dude. And one of the quotes was, he wants to talk to you, but his wife won't let him. That was what one of the texts the Gates advisor told Epstein. The advisor reportedly followed up with a series of text messages adding, quote, he loves you. He does. He says hi. He feels bad, but his wife won't let him talk to you and he can't do business with you anymore. He thought this is a great idea, but his wife won't allow it. So something, I agree, something happened.
So they have 30 days to put together what they can release, and then it comes out in 30 days. We have to wait, and all the speculation that comes along for the next month. Man, it's going to be exhausting.
It's going to be great. Are you kidding? I want to know everybody who's like just a big piece of crap. Yeah.
We won't get that?
Yes, we will.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will. I want to know all pieces of crap.
It's going to be redacted. It's going to be everything.
When all pieces of crap people come forward. Step forward if you're a piece of crap.
I wish we'd get it, but it ain't gonna happen.
I will say, but you know, it's like some of the stuff is like there was like Julia Roberts or someone really nice was on one of the logs and she just grabbed a ride because they asked her if she wanted a ride because her plane was broken at the airport.
He offered his plane to so many people that are on the flight logs. I just don't think you're gonna get very much from this.
I think we are actually.
Smoking gun. I hope we do.
I do too.
I've hoped so for the past 10 years.
I'm excited.
And nothing's happened.
I mean, now I'm excited because those poor girls are victims, right? It's a horrible situation. But I think a lot of people are going to go down with it. I do. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Elon Musk wants us all to know that money is going to be stopped being relevant at all. Like, money's just going to go away. Here he is, number one.
Number one?
Yep.
Hang on 1 second. I got
to
make sure.
We're really excited to join 20 years or something like that. My prediction is that work will be optional. So
we'll take that.
I mean, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that. That will be what work is like, optional. Money will stop being relevant at some point in the future.
What?
How's that going to work?
What?
I don't know.
Money's been around since the start of time, right?
Well, I can't even think.
What are we doing here?
We traded for a while. And,
but we had money. Romans had money.
I mean, some people had chickens.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. I mean, money's been around for many, many years. I don't get that one.
What's up with Meghan Markle? Meghan Markle. She's crazy. All right, two things happened with Meghan Markle. First of all, they say it is such a pathetic magazine cover. I guess she's on some kind of magazine. And I'll just read it to you, okay? Here's what it says. Is this Meghan Markle's strangest moment yet? Duchess is announced like royalty and discusses the bravery of making jam.
Well,
jam is hard.
Yeah.
Jam is hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a gushing new interview. Jam is hard.
It is hard. Jam's hard. She's really proud of the jam, too. That's why she doesn't shut up about it.
Yeah, because jam is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't made.
To get the right ingredients and the right, mixture.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's up all night doing that stuff.
Jam
with her apron on.
By the way, there's a new trailer out. It's called With Love, Megan, the Holiday Celebration. It's her new holiday special. It's going to be on Netflix December 3rd. I'm going to stay at home for its release.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here it is, number 7.
I love the holiday season. It's about finding time to connect with the people we love.
It's pretty jolly here.
Let's go craft. Being a hostess or a host, it's about making people feel comfortable.
You can do things that make people feel a little bit more seen. See?
Let the festivities commence and embrace the special touches that bring you joy.
I'll come over for that.
Oh my gosh, right?
It looks good.
It looks amazing. And did you hear the part where she went, let's go craft?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love crafting.
I will tell you what I did, and I know my kid's going to hate it, but I don't care. I mean, we used to have fun with it. I don't know how this year will go, but I did get the village, what do you call it, where you make the house, you know what I mean?
Gingerbread house.
Yeah, there's a village available at Walgreens.
Yes!
Yes, so I bought it. I bought the whole village. Now, I know he'll be over one little house, so he's probably not going to love a whole village.
Yeah.
But we're going to give it a try.
Maybe so. I mean, you never know.
It's always been a tradition. We always make a gingerbread house every year, and I've done the comparison. It's so funny. You guys should do this. So what you do is you take a picture of the actual box, what it's supposed to look like, and then you take a side-by-side of what you actually made.
Never comes out.
Not even close. Not even close, right? But it's super fun. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday morning. Rain on the way today. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We're there live and a podcast later on after 10 o'clock this morning. We have Ed Sheeran tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. He'll be here on July 4th. It's America's birthday. He'll be at the stadium. Tickets coming up. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. Speaking of big events, tonight, Wicked in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you something? We've kind of gone a little Wicked overboard, okay? I'm just going to say, when did laundry detergent become tied to a movie? Have you guys seen that commercial?
No.
Yeah, you can make your your laundry smell like Oz.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Like Oz? What does Oz smell like?
No clue.
Anybody know?
No clue, but I was like, what's the name of the detergent?
Gain.
Gain.
Yep.
Yeah, can you play that a little bit? Here we go.
Make it smell like Oz?
Is that the commercial?
Oh. No, this isn't the commercial. This is some just
TikToker. Can I hear it, though?
Yeah.
Something I never thought I would say. These laundry pods are cute. Another Wicked collab incoming, and this time it's for laundry. Gain is collaborating with Wicked for not only scent boosters.
See, I told you.
Man,
look out on the little
laundry for
That's
Wicked.
Crazy.
A collab with Wicked.
This is getting out of hand. I agree.
Yeah, you can make your laundry smell like Oz.
I didn't know this, but I guess over the past couple of days, you could have bought a very expensive ticket and saw it before anybody else in the country.
Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And you get all these little trinkets that they give you from the movie.
Yeah.
But I guess it officially opens up in some theaters tonight. Tomorrow is the official opening, but you will see it tonight.
I think that one of the networks is playing the original.
I don't know.
Perhaps tonight. I think ABC.
Never saw
maybe?
It.
Yeah,
don't know much about it, but it's bad.
I saw the original one, and like I said, I didn't love it. It was just a lot of monkeys that were nice, and then they were mean.
I didn't realize it was a monkey movie.
And then there's a beautiful train, and then they decide to go meet Oz, and then I don't know, it gets deep, and they're like, oh my God, and then that's where they left it, and then it wrote to be continued. And I looked at my sister, and I was like, what in the hell can they possibly continue?
Now, do they sing a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
They sing a lot.
There's a lot of singing. Yeah. Yeah. But the one girl, she's an amazing singer. Oh, my God.
Here's one you might like. Bandimere Speedway, a new docu for Bandimere, Thunder on the Mountain.
When you come to the racetrack, it's all the senses. It's the feel, it's the sound, it's the smells.
We could either be a track that followed everybody else, or we could set the standard.
Such a huge part of this community. They really are. It's not just racing. It's Colorado. It's Denver.
It's Colorado.
I feel like I went and saw a Shirley Muldowney race there once. I think I did.
Who?
Shirley Muldowney. She was like the only female, well, before what's-his-name's daughter started racing. Shirley Muldowney was like the OG of whatever that's called.
She's
that
big.
That kind of, what is that kind of racing called?
That is drag racing.
Drag racing. Yeah. she was the first one. And then that guy, I forgot his name, but he had a daughter. What's his name? He's like the most famous one.
I don't know, Jamie. You know? I don't know anything about drag racing.
Oh, okay.
Have no idea. Anyway, no idea.
What is his name?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it has an F in it. For fire start. No, that's not fire.
I know. I could hear him every Saturday night from the racetrack at my house, man. It was roaring. It was thunder on the mountain. They haven't said when the docu's going to come out yet, but it is on the way.
It'll be cool. So where is it going to be?
I don't know for sure.
So YouTube and Amazon.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay.
Well, that's exciting for
it
Colorado,
is.
Right?
It sure it is. Yeah.
All right. Did you see this? You know, a couple of days ago, we had that big old bust. Did you see the one yesterday?
The
largest meth bust in Colorado history.
You guys,
what is going on here?
Okay, that's what my thought was too. What? When do we become the drug capital of the United States?
Didn't you and I just talk about this yesterday? That Colorado is a weird freak state, and it makes national news for really dark things.
I had no idea we had so many drugs on the street.
This is crazy.
I know.
All right, listen to this report: the largest meth bust ever in Colorado, and it was just days ago. It was the fentanyl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
Here we go.
It's the largest meth bust in Colorado history. Over 1,000 pounds of the drug now off the streets.
This is one supply chain that needed to be broken.
U.S. Attorney Peter McNeely says 15 individuals have been indicted, including the alleged leader of a drug trafficking organization in Mexico.
They seized over 700 pounds, a record seizure in and of itself, from a residence in Lakewood, along with freezers, propane tanks, and other equipment intended for manufacturing methamphetamine.
Some of the drugs were found hidden in cases of vegetables imported from Mexico. This comes just days after the state's largest fentanyl bust.
Across the country, we've seen an increase.
You know, it was in squash. I love squash.
I know.
I don't want to go buy squash and have meth in it.
Well, I mean, that's how they get it across, right?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Stuff it in the squash. Yeah. I mean, we've had a run this week, haven't we?
Yeah, we really have.
No joke.
This is crazy.
So bad.
What in the hell? And if they've got all this, if they've got this in that storage place that they got all that fentanyl and then you got this, just imagine how much makes it through.
Yeah, the good news is this is supposedly a ring, and it was like a, you know, like some big, like, not, I don't want to call it a gang. What do you know?
Cartel.
Yeah. And so they've shut it off. So that's the good news. At least one ring is down. We probably have a lot more to go, right?
It's the happiest time of the year, folks.
Right.
Can we just stop?
My God.
It's just crazy. There's so many, like, many drugs.
Put it away.
Somebody did point out something, which is kind of true and kind of funny, but I dig it because we don't have any kind of sense of how many, what a kilo means and all that. So, or at least I don't, because I don't drive, you know, buy drugs in an alley. But I don't know any of this.
You don't buy your sugar by the kilo?
I do.
You go to the grocery store?
I do.
I weigh it out by the kilo. Yeah. Give me kilo of sugar and flour.
Anyway, but they lay it all out. They get like tables and they lay it all out so we can just look at it. And it's weird. It's like, I don't know why that always is like, ta-da!
And it's perfectly presented to the world.
It is. It's like they have, you know how they can hire food people for commercials that organize and make the food look perfect lighting and the celery's just crisp and all that. I think they have a person.
They got drug stagers.
Yeah.
They have to.
They do because they make it pretty.
Yeah, that presentation's everything, though. It tells the public, we're on it, man.
Yeah, that's
we're
true.
On it. We're knocking
true.
It out.
But it's
man,
just so
hopefully
pretty.
They are. That is a crazy thing, though. all this week. I mean, that's all we've had is bust here in Colorado.
But it's just so pretty.
This state, I swear, it is crazy. To what all comes in here, it's wild. Lord. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Ed Sheeran tickets. He's going to be here July 4th at the stadium. That's going to be huge. I mean, just absolutely mind-blowing. It's going to be 8 o'clock this morning when we give you a chance to win tickets. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you should have seen me yesterday. You should.
A little addictive.
So yesterday, I walked in.
You looked a little crazy. You looked a little crazy. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a man look like a woman like you did.
Lauren Sanchez.
Like, you might as well stuff your bra with big old boobies.
I looked like Lauren Sanchez walking into that Kohl's yesterday with Jeff Bezos' credit card.
You sure did.
There was no stopping me, man.
And the fact that you took a selfie with all your bags is weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was very proud.
Are you very proud?
I told Jamie yesterday. I came in and I said, look, man. I get up in the morning. I can't find a pair of pants that fit me. I can't. It's just a struggle right now. I think I'm down to one pair that fits me, okay?
And now, dirty. Is it because we're heavy or skinny?
Sound like my wife is what you sound like.
She says that to me yesterday.
She goes, why the splurge? Why'd you have to go buy pants? You're getting too fat.
So it's fat. It was big.
No, the F word.
Yeah, I mean, no. So you're getting bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
it's
anyway,
that time of year.
So
plus, I figure with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming on, I'm not going to get smaller. Okay.
Right. Right.
So I might as well get ready for the big.
Well, you're like a bear. You're like a bear.
Yeah.
You got to hibernate. You got to bulk up.
I'll take care of this situation in the spring.
Yeah.
But right now. So I got to go out and get prepared for it. So I was on a mission yesterday. I went straight to the Levi's department there at Kohl's. And I had 5 or 6 pair of pants in my cart within 45 seconds.
And by the way, those are good-looking pair of pants.
They are good, aren't they?
They are good.
You didn't notice. You didn't say anything.
You know what those pants? They don't make your ass look so flat like the other ones.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of, the way the pleat comes off your ass, like shoots off your ass, it makes it look fuller.
You're such a nice person.
I am.
It's a little lift.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's yeah. good.
Well,
yeah.
You haven't said a word. You haven't said a word this morning, so I don't want to hear from you, Carson.
About his ass?
About my butt? Okay.
Sorry, yeah. I don't check your butt out.
Jamie. Well, you should. It looks good.
So I got pants.
Yeah.
You're going to love this, folks. I got pants. I got 4 shirts.
Nice.
I got a pair of slides. New slides.
New slides, and they are fancy. They are and really slide-alicious.
Some waterproof Columbia shoes.
Nice.
Boots. Ooh, okay.
Those are fancy.
Because winter's coming, man.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm all prepared. I tell you, I go up to the counter. The lady was very impressed with me. Yeah. Plopped all this stuff up there, you know. Whipped out that Kohl's credit card.
Because he got a new credit card with $2,000 credit, and he's never had one.
Man. I felt big. I felt big because I knew it was going to be declined.
Right.
Because it's brand new.
Yeah.
Never used it before. So I flipped that out there and put that on him. And
is it like a metal card or is it like black?
Oh, let me show it to you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I keep it right here in the front.
Okay.
I don't keep it's not buried in here like some other cards would be.
Right. Right.
The ones that I owe a lot of money on, yeah. I bury those.
Let me see that. Look at that. Oh, that is.
Kohl's card.
That is flexible.
Yep. So I get my bags. I got bags coming off of both arms as I walk out. I look like Paris Hilton. I really do.
Yeah.
So here I come. And I went ahead and put my new slides on inside the store.
Okay, wait. Let's compare how your card sounds and how my card sounds.
All right.
Ooh,
okay.
All
right. I have a fork right here.
Okay.
All right, just everybody guess. This is
a fork?
I have a fork.
For the metal sound.
Well, maybe not. Let's just hear.
Oh, okay. All right.
So everybody guess whose credit card's whose.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's yours.
All right, wait, go back. No, hang on a second. Hey, let's be fair about this.
Okay.
All right, go back to the first one again and let me hear that one. Yeah, I'm going to say that's yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good tink.
I didn't realize that the sound of a card makes a big difference. I had no idea.
How much room is still left on this? Because now I have your card.
My total came to $493. Whoa. So I'm still $1,500 to the good. I might even go back by there today. I saw some other things I'd like to grab, you know?
That's a big difference.
Give me my card.
It's right there. It's right there.
Now, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Kohl's cash.
Yes. Now that is money. That is money.
Now, I've never used Kohl's Cash before. Jamie's given me all the tips off air.
I have.
And I'm excited about this because I didn't realize it's real money. I just thought that it was some type of scam they run.
But the thing is, they try to get you. Okay, they try to. Well, I don't love it.
I got to be on the lookout?
You do. You need to put in reminders because what they do is they put a certain amount of time, right, between this window and this window where you can use it, and then it expires.
Yeah, they give you like a couple weeks.
So you have a window?
A little window, yeah.
And that's it?
That's
it. You can't use it before or after.
No.
And you can't go in there and plead with them like, oh, man, I had TB. I was in the hospital. I was there for 2 weeks. Can I use that?
No.
I don't know why I sound like Bill Clinton.
That just happened.
Well, I'm just saying, if you went in there with an excuse, like you broke your leg or something,
I met the Bill Clinton. Where? How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm just telling you right now. I'd love to go in there and just plead my case to use my cash. Yeah, I will say this.
Yeah.
$140 Kohl's cash.
That's insane. Wow.
How about that, folks? That's
you know what, awesome. Carson? It's going to be a great Christmas for us this year.
Seriously.
It's going to be an amazing Christmas.
Caller 19, $140 in Kohl's cash.
He's kidding. He's kidding. Don't do that. You just gave our freaking boss a heart attack. There's no rules for this. We don't have rules in the system.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no rules.
I think I'm the king of Kohl's right now. They love me over there, man.
I feel like you must have felt like $1 million.
I did.
I mean, I bet.
I
like all those bags on your arms.
Jamie, it's been years.
I mean,
I've not shopped like that.
And then what did your wife say? What was the problem? What'd she say?
Have you gotten fat?
But I thought she also said, like, what is going on or something.
Yeah, she said, what's gotten into you?
Oh, she probably thinks you're having an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Because you only get new clothes at Kohl's if you're having an affair.
You're trying to better yourself.
Yeah.
Whoa, let's slow down here.
Guys get new clothes. Guys get new clothes when they're having an affair.
I don't think you get bigger clothes when you're having an affair.
I'm telling you.
I think you go in to get smaller clothes.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
if you're going in to get fat clothes, you're not probably having an affair.
Well, I don't know. I mean, something's going on. This is definitely a midlife crisis.
This is changing me.
What are you going to get next? Like a Corvette?
Well, I think fatter clothes and slides kind of rules out the affair.
But I bet you get
if I'd gone in and bought some really nice dress shoes or something, maybe a suit.
I bet you get a Corvette next. That's what's going to happen.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. It's a midlife crisis.
Yeah, midlife crisis. BJ and Jamie.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So my butt looks better.
It looks like it has some like muscle mass in there. Yeah. Because you know how I bought you those leggings that really lift and separated.
Lift, tuck.
Yeah.
Separate.
Well, no, we don't need any more tucking. We needed like you've done squats in your life.
Oh, I meant tucking in the front.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Lifting the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, this. In
so
the
those really, really made you rumpelicious.
Okay.
Yeah, those
rumpelicious BJ.
Yeah.
Good lordy.
Maybe, you know what?
What?
I'll ask Dan if he can make us a song with Rumpelicious. BJ's Rumpelicious.
Well, he's so good at it.
He really is good at it. Carson doesn't know how the hell to do it at all.
Dan works here.
Dan, of all the people.
Plays around with the AI.
Dan knows how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and he's good at it. He does, like, what, 5 every day?
Oh,
I'm just simply saying thank you for the compliment. That's all. We can move on.
No, we should have Dan make us.
He's already
need a song.
We do need a song.
We
need a song.
Yeah, we do.
Because Dan is sick and he has nothing to do right now. He's at home in bed. And so we can have him make him the BJ's Rumpelicious.
All right, run with it, Dan. Run with it. Rumpelicious.
Hey, why don't you be thankful? For Dan trying to...
I don't feel like my butt needs a song.
Oh, yes, it does. It needs to sing Dixie.
Whistle Dixie.
Well, whatever.
And I don't know if it's hot when a butt whistles.
I told you, I was at a all-male, like the strip club, right, in Canada. We drove over to Canada, and you can go to these in Windsor, I think. I don't know where it was. But anyway, we drove under that tunnel, and we got to this strip club, and it was just dumb. We knew some people over there. And the guy could sing Madonna with his butt square.
What?
No kidding.
Yeah, he did.
Madonna?
He did a handstand.
Yeah.
He didn't have any pants on. And then he did like the splits in the air, and then you could see his butt square. And
which song?
I think it went like a virgin, and it went like this. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. He could flex his, that whatever, the keister muscle and make it go, woo.
I mean, that's some talent.
Well, that's worth going to Canada.
It was. It was. We were like, whoa, no way. That is some, I mean, when you have that kind of control on your keister.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. I don't have keister control. Never have.
keister control.
No.
All right, and now Dan, if you're listening, will you add BJ has no keister control in that song?
No, we AI don't, song. Dan, we don't need
we
that
do
part.
Need it, Dan. We do. We
do. With music videos.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Woo! I like it. Okay. Anyway. Oh my gosh, you guys, Meghan Markle. Oh, this is to die for. We should have a viewing party.
Yeah.
She has a new Christmas special out. This is Meghan Markle. You know, we all know and love her. She's like our British Martha Stewart. We just have embraced her. We love her so much. And anyway, so she has a new With Love, Meghan. It's the holiday celebration. It's her new holiday special. It hits Netflix on December 3rd. I'm going to see if I can try to get a party together for all of us to go and watch it. It's going to be quick, but I'm going to see if I can do a turnover because this is worth it.
Yeah,
this is worth it.
I bet it is.
So here's the trailer, number 7.
I love the holiday season. It's about finding time to connect with the people we love.
It's pretty jolly here.
Let's go craft. Being a hostess or a host, it's about making people feel comfortable.
You can do things that make people feel a little bit more seen. See?
Let the festivities commence and embrace the special touches that bring you joy.
I'll bet you, over at Netflix, in rooms, the big guys, the big wigs, the women too, all meet and they say, how are we going to get rid of her? How are we going to get her out of here?
We have a contract.
My God, she's killing us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with
you.
You
know they are.
Yeah.
You know they're sitting there going, oh, we can't wait for this deal to end.
Well, not only that, but then they're hazing her because she said, oh, I forgot the line that she said. Let me try to find it. She said something about her jams, how hard they were to make. And it's like an act of, oh, here it is. Duchess, blah, blah, blah. And discuss it. Oh, it was brave.
Brave.
The bravery. Here's the quote. She discusses the bravery of making jam.
Wow.
It's like going to war, but different.
I guess. My grandmother used to make jam. I didn't realize it was so brave, though.
Yeah, she needs a badge.
Yeah, I wish I'd known that back then.
It's like being in DEA, but different.
Yeah, well, it's tough. I mean, remember the candles had no wicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was hard to do.
That was so hard to do.
Forgot to put the wicks in there.
Yeah. No, she didn't forget. It was a statement piece.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, so it was intentional?
Oh,
no
of
wicks?
Course. Yeah, yeah. It's more of a, it was a melting candle, like you put it on heat.
It's actually to show you how hard candles are to make.
Exactly.
I feel bad for Harry.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
I mean, dude, you just go back home.
Everybody.
You're a prince over there.
Everybody. I think he's going to be in this new special.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a little snippet of them kissing.
He doesn't have a choice.
Well, I mean,
okay,
that's true.
You guys are going to kill me about really? What I'm excited about. You guys are literally going to, like, you're not going to want to be my friend anymore.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited about the Taylor 6 series.
No.
I am. Yes, I am. I kind of am. You know, I guess I never really put my head around how hard this woman works. I mean, it is insane.
It's honestly like you got to give her props because it's crazy.
I watched the trailer for it and I was like, she is Superwoman. She's an anomaly. I mean, she's built different.
Like,
than
not
all
only
of us.
Was she doing 3 hours of show back to back nights, but then she was
writing
an album.
Yeah,
it's like what?
I mean, she is probably someone we should put up on a pedestal, like we have not, like the rest of the world has, and we've chosen not to. I have a whole new mad respect for that woman and her work ethic. I mean, just
really?
Based, yeah.
And you're looking forward to this thing, huh?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's 6 episodes.
You realize you're a grown human being, don't you?
But honestly, you think about, like, look about, and just from the business side, her mind is crazy with all the Easter eggs she puts out, like even years in advance and months. It's crazy that she thinks about all that stuff as far as like marketing wise.
Well, so then I had like, so I was like raising her up, right? As like, oh, right? Because her work ethic is built different. But then I did this thing. Okay, wait a minute. Let's think about it. She never has to stand in line at TSA. She has a private jet. She has private chefs. She never does her own laundry. She has cleaning people. She has an assistant to plan everything. Like, all she has is time for that project. Like, the rest of us are folding socks.
Yeah.
She has time for those projects.
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's the only part where I was like, okay.
You know. It's a little different.
That's true.
Because
if all of us had all those people, an entire team, where we just showed up and worked on our project, we could probably get a lot more done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
Well,
I'd sleep more. Watch more TV. Yeah.
Watch more TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do what she does.
Yeah. I mean, so you have to look at it all three ways.
Well, I'm going to keep the show balanced. I don't have a desire to see 1 second of that show. Okay. And I think a lot of people out there can agree with me and are on board with me on that one. Okay.
Speaking of balanced, what's that weird network, that news network?
News Nation.
News Nation.
Yep.
Did you see the show they're going to have on next Tuesday?
No.
So I want to watch it. Next Tuesday on that balanced network, News Nation.
News Nation.
I don't even know where to find it on my TV. But anyway, they have this billionaire. He's some billionaire next Tuesday, and he knows how to kill cancer, and no one will listen to him.
Yeah, he's saying like it's a government conspiracy.
Yes!
And like everyone's against beating cancer because then it'll wipe out all the pharmaceuticals,
yep,
everything. Because
it's a multi-trillion dollar industry.
I do want to see that.
I do. Yeah. And he's this crazy chemist. He's a billionaire himself. He doesn't need to do any of this because he has his own billions. But he knows how to isolate these cells and he knows how to attack them and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no one wants to do it because it wipes out a $1 trillion industry. So it's pretty interesting. It'll be on next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you all the little snippets when it comes out. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, we've got Ed Sheeran tickets to give away. We'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock. We're only, 18 minutes away? You could be going to see Ed at the stadium July.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Rain on the way, they say. Moisture. We need it.
We need it. Yep.
Yeah, moisture.
I guess after 2 p.m.
Okay, so that happens later on today into tonight into tomorrow. Also, those Ed Sheeran tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. There's a story out there. I saw this story like 4 days ago, and I thought it'd just go away. No big deal, all right? But it doesn't go away. It's still out there, and it's now world news. National news for sure, but world news this morning. And this is the story of the local health inspector that pours bleach on a taco stand on the food so the person can't serve it to the public anymore. Now, if you've seen this story, you've seen it, right, Jamie?
I have. Yeah.
If you've seen this story and you've read different portions of the story, where do you stand on it? Just asking for Texnado, all right? 303-222-5423. Are you on the taco side or are you on the bleach side? Okay, and then Jamie and I will discuss it because we have off air, and then we'll tell you where we stand on it. But I'm just kind of getting the feel of where people
it
are on this.
Weird. It's weird that it took off all over the world, this story. So here's what happened, in case you don't know. There was a guy, he apparently didn't have a food permit, and all he had like these big Tupperware jugs full of like guacamole, all this different stuff, whatever. And he was selling tacos. And then all of a sudden the food inspector came by, and she, I don't know if she took like temperature readings. I don't know what she did. But all of a sudden she's like, yeah, this isn't going to fly. And then she started pouring bleach all in it. And all I could think is like, well, that is crazy.
Well, that's mean.
Lot. That's a lot of food.
Mean.
That's a just lot of mean. Food. Yeah. So that's the story.
Now, this happened in Denver. It's, again, become national news and world news. And a lot of people taking different sides. Are you with the taco dude or are you with the bleach lady? Which one are you with? 303-222-5423. And then we'll give our take on it when we come back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live all over America. Oh, we got to get ready to give away Ed Sheeran tickets, too. I got to load that in here. Okay, I'm doing that right now. Okay, we're set to go. We'll do that in just a few minutes. First of all, I want to approach this story because a lot of people are like, I'm for the taco guy. I'm for the bleach lady. I'm for the taco guy. Back and forth, kind of 50-50 on Texnado after about 200 texts here. Here's the story. A vendor downtown, out on the street selling food. I guess he's violated some rules and regulations when it comes to food several times. A lady from the health department comes over and says, hey, whoa, 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 we told you, you got to get this, you got to get in line here. And instead of him selling the food, she takes bleach and pours it all over the food that's there in front of him. People are outraged over this.
So here's how it went for me, okay? I'll just tell you how I went. So when I first saw it, I was like, that's rude.
Lady, what are you doing? That's food.
Yeah. And
people can eat that.
With people like not hitting their SNAP benefits and stuff, I was like, we could have probably done a better job than this. So that's fine. Well, then Steve Strangler, whatever his name is, right? So he looked into it because somebody sent him the what happened. So he did a deep dive into what happened. And here's what he had to say is basically, this guy isn't hitting his mark when it comes to food safety. He could get a lot of people sick. They were at room temperature. He said they pour bleach on it because he's been known supposedly, according to this Steve, the reporter, to go to a different town. Once he gets run out of Denver, then he'll go to like Commerce City and show up and sell the food. And so they pour bleach on it to end his process, if yes. you will. So that's...
I've owned a restaurant. At any point, the health department can come in and shut you down if you violate any rules that they have, okay? And it doesn't take, five or six rules. They can find two, and you're shut down until you fix the situation. This guy was warned, from what I understand, he didn't even have a license to be out there selling food to begin with. Everything points to him just being a rogue vendor, that this lady went in there and said, finally, hey, look, we've had enough of this. We're going to pour bleach on this. You're not going to serve the food. We're going to shut you down.
Well, I guess they do it a lot.
She had every right to do that.
I guess this is just the first time it was filmed, but I guess they do it a lot.
I guess. I didn't realize it took bleach, though.
Yeah, I guess they do so they don't go to different
towns. It's like the last measure.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the thing. I know I bought rogue food. Heck, I had at my son's birthday party. I like the hot dogs downtown so much from this guy. He had a little chuck wagon, whatever, hot dog vending machine. Pretty much sure he wasn't, you know, he wasn't licensed. See, I didn't see anything displayed. But I even hired him to come to my son's birthday party and sell the hot dogs. Yeah. So I'm sure that water was nasty.
Well, this guy, there are rules to follow. He didn't follow the rules. He'd been warned many times, and she took care of it. And I think she was in the right. Now, according to Texnado, it's 50-50. There's a lot of people supporting this taco dude, and I don't think he has any legs to stand on this thing. If you violate the code, health, you know, measures, whatever they have in place, then you're going to be shut down.
It just wasn't fair, in my opinion, how it was first released. It was kind of out of context, right? It just looked like a really, really mean lady just throwing all this food away, like, mm-hmm. You horrible human. You're mean. The little guy will never win. You know, that's what it looked like to me. And I was for Taco Man because that's how it presented.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until that Steve Strangler, whatever the heck his name is from Channel 9, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, now and that's the bad part about social media, right? Because we only see certain clips. We don't know the full story.
Exactly.
And then we just jump to react.
Right, because that's
people.
what they presented.
That's the way they present it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what
they
say.
They have a narrative. They want you to know that the government is the big guy on campus, and he's going to shut down the little guy and not let the little guy make a living. And that's not exactly what it was. This guy was in violation many times.
I have seen ridiculous things happen, like people that sell unpasteurized milk. You've seen the health department go in there and ruin, you know, all their milk because some people want to be all natural, you know. And all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you've seen people go in, like there's a guy on the way out to Decker's or whatever, and it literally says like chickens and kittens. I'm sure he's not regulated to sell chickens and kittens.
And I'm shocked how this thing blew up to become such a story.
Yeah.
Like I said, I saw this thing 4 days ago, had an opinion, kind of let it go, and then it kept popping up. Yesterday, it became national news. Then this morning, it's on world platforms.
Okay, so question, would you guys ever, there's a white van, right? Yeah. It's on the way to Estes Park. Beef jerky. What do you do?
You stop and get your beef jerky.
I don't.
I'm doing it.
I do. Yeah. And I've done it.
I don't buy it out of that white van.
I have.
Oh, yeah. No, it worries me.
And you don't know. I mean, look at these little taco stands and all these different food places that you find on Federal, for example.
Yeah.
You don't know if they have a license. I never go up to them to order food and say, hey, can I see your license first? I don't know.
I know, but beef jerky out of a white van. It's like he'll give you a log and molest you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like buying meat in a parking lot somewhere from a disc jockey.
Hey, that's all the up like, and up, and it's all like, frozen.
Let's say a guy would be named like Carson on the Air,
okay,
he's in a Target parking lot, and he's got
meat?
steaks for $20
out of a truck.
Yeah, we don't know if he's got a license. Right? That's what it would be like to me.
Oh, I know. I see it. I see the light.
I mean, think about it.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
that's funny.
Some good meat.
I bought a case. Remember?
Yeah, you did.
Chewy.
But dogs loved it. They did. They loved it, man. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I love this text. It has to do with the food thing again. It says, let's see, you have to follow the health department's rules and regulations. I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. There was a time when the bakery case wasn't up to temperature. They made us throw away $3,000 in cheesecakes.
Wow.
How many is that? Like four cheesecakes?
I don't know.
You get it? Very expensive. You get what I'm saying?
I love cheesecake, man.
Tote bag drop. BJ and Jamie, tote bag drop. We're going to do it tomorrow morning at 7:30. We're headed out to Lakewood. This is it. We're down to like 300 bags. Once we're out, they're gone. It's over.
What are you
we're
guys
broke.
Doing? Wait, you start talking without me.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the tote bag drop tomorrow morning.
Did we do Ed Sheeran?
No, we're about to, okay, right here. Okay. We're about to, right here. But I wanted to make sure we got this out there because tomorrow morning at 7:30, Carson's going to be in the parking lot. Where are you going to be, Carson?
12043 West Alameda Parkway in Lakewood.
Right. I don't know if that's the right address.
Yeah, say that again.
12043.
No. 12043.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alameda Parkway.
For my brain, it's just easier to say 12043.
Well, your brain doesn't count.
Remember.
Nope, it's all about what's correct, okay? We don't want to confuse people, all right?
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, tomorrow morning, we're down to the final 250, 300 tote bags. Yep. Once they're gone, they are gone. Lakewood, we're coming to see you. But for right now, Ed.
Okay, let's do this. It's Ed Sheeran. He's going to be here on the 4th of July, and the fireworks are going to be balls. I'll tell you that right now. At Empower Field, you can win tickets all this week. Again, you can listen to Slacker at like 4 o'clock and win them from him as well. But right now, two tickets. Caller 19, 303-22 Alice.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, can you believe it? The holidays are here. Oh, by the way, the BJ
wait,
and Jamie.
Wait, you never finished the story.
The holidays are here.
Oh, and that was period?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have a story.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, the holidays are in. Oh, I love BJ and Jamie.
No. I was going to mention the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree.
Yes.
It kicks off.
I'm very
Can you believe
about this.
It? It's that time of year already?
It's my favorite. Literally, out of all the Christmas stuff, I mean, obviously, I adore my son, and I love, you know, Santa coming to see my son and all that stuff, but there is nothing better on this planet, in my opinion, than the Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree nominations start on Monday at 6 a.m. That's when the website opens up. Alice1059.com is where you're going to find it. You find the Giving Tree there. You nominate a family
and please,
might be struggling.
And have them have a lot of kids.
Yeah, kids,
you know,
kids.
It's all about the kids, like little kids that aren't going to have anything under the tree this year, or it's going to be a little tight. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for, you know, people with like 30-year-old, you know, daughters and sons that like need some help,
no,
like a dishwasher or something like that. That's
no,
not what we're looking for. We're looking for littles that want some things under the tree.
Toys.
Yes.
You want toys.
It's all about the
if
toys.
If you know a family that's in need right now, that's a little down on their luck, you know, they've had good times, but right now is a bad time. They got kids, and the kids want toys. Maybe you nominate that family. You can do that on Monday starting at 6 a.m. on our website. We will select 20 families to go on the Giving Tree, and then we put them up for adoption, and as always, they're gone in about the first 24 hours. Our listeners step up to the plate and buy some of the best toys ever, and it's great.
And again, not to be rude, but we don't really want the 17 to 19-year-old crowd. You know what I mean? I mean, we love those kids, but they'll want, like, just money and gift cards and stuff, and that's not fun. We want the ones that have, like, the, you know, like the 1-year-olds to the 12-year-olds.
Yep.
You know, 15-year-olds, whatever. Because that's what's fun to buy for. You know, because my kid's 19. I forget how fun it was. We went through and my kid grabbed a cart. I grabbed a cart. We adopted a family. And it was so fun. I forgot about all the toys.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so
we want the kids, man. The kids to get the toys. Now, we go to Dave and Buster's. We'll be down there to do the, you know, the gift giving with all the families that are nominated as well as the families that are adopting. Postman Law, they're giving us $125 gift cards. That's
oh,
pretty
to
cool,
each family?
Right?
Oh, that's
every
nice.
Every family.
Wow.
Steel Bros, they'll step up with $100 for every family.
Nice.
Longmont Dairy, they're giving $100 gift cards.
Awesome.
And, of course, Dave & Buster's, they do dinner. And they give game cards, too, for
they
the kids
do.
To go play
yeah,
that
so
night.
It's so fun.
It's a huge event. It's a huge event. Nominations. Just want to make sure you get this. Nominations start on Monday. Alice1059.com. Okay.
Ta-da.
Real easy. All right. I got a couple of restaurant things if you want them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Today is a big day in Longmont, Colorado.
What? Because of the dairy?
Nope.
Oh, why?
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, they're getting one today?
Today
oh,
is the day. They're lighting up as we speak,
I bet
Jamie.
They are.
They're ready to go. Congratulations, Longmont.
Yeah. It's been a while. You know, you deserve one.
You deserve it. All right, then I got another one here. I love this one, too. I'm going to show you a picture. They say restaurants all across the country are starting to add what they call the Ozempic menu.
Oh,
okay.
What's that?
The Ozempic menu. That means the portion that they're selling you is far less than what the normal thing on the menu would be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. This is one burger on here. This burger on the left with the beer is a $22 value. The one on the right I'm about to show you is $8. And that's for people who are taking the shot. Okay.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair though, because I'll tell you what. When you talked about In-N-Out, when I'm on the shot, I can only eat a half of a cheeseburger, literally, and I have to force myself to eat so I don't get sick because I have to eat. But if I'm not on the shot, I am down that whole damn thing so easy.
This
is brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
It's brilliant. When I saw this, I thought, why didn't somebody think of this earlier? This is a great, and not only, I mean, not one restaurant owns this. Every restaurant can do it. It's not like it's something that, you know, it came up with over at, Denny's, and nobody else can steal it. But that's a brilliant idea.
You know what's so bad, though? I will tell you, as somebody now that's been on Ozempic for a while, I got so lazy about it. Literally, I'll go like 3 weeks without, a month, sometimes 2 months without taking it, and then I'll be like, oh dude, you're getting a little chunky, and then I'll take a shot again, and then I'm like, I'm sure it'll last for a couple more weeks, and then I don't take it again because I hate sticking that needle into my stomach. Like, yeah. I literally hate it, and it makes me nauseated just to look down and put that needle in my stomach. I'm like, ugh. And so I try to avoid it as much as possible, but man, when I was on it, like when I was like, I did it. First of all, I lost a ton of weight. It was awesome. But I would drive around, BJ, and not be able to find food I wanted to eat. It was so weird. Like, I
That's
would,
what it's for.
I know, but yeah. it's weird. You have to, when you actually stay on it, you have to force yourself to find food so you stay with nutrients
in your
body.
I don't know if that's good.
It's not good. Yeah. It's not because, because you get nauseated because you're so hungry. So
well, this is a brilliant idea. I think
these
$6, $7, $8 menus, I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Because you serve a little less food, you still have customers coming in, and you're catering to a group that's a growing group. Growing as in numbers, not pounds.
Oh, somebody said, I'm on the shot too. They said I can put it in my thigh.
I
might want to see a doctor before I take that from Texas.
Yeah. You shoot that on video too. All right, Longmont. Congratulations. You got your In-N-Out.
Yay,
pardon.
Good now, for look, you. When you're animal in line, style. If you're on like a protein diet, you want to do it animal style.
If you're in line, no pushing, no shoving, no fights, nothing like that. Don't cut people off. Just be kind. You'll get your burger. Congratulations. That's a big deal, right?
Well, I was going to tell you some more secret things that you can order, but I'll wait.
BJ and Jamie.
I am so sorry, Jamie White. I did not mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. I hit that button and that song started playing.
And then another one.
Listen.
Yes,
Longmont, you got your brand new In-N-Out burger opening up this morning. I don't know what time it opens. They usually are very sneaky about that. They'll open up early. They'll tell you one time. They're very sneaky with that In-N-Out burger. But you've got yours your very own this morning, and Jamie has tips for you.
Okay, so I just ordered this like last week, and I know that that this has been around forever, but I thought it was only fries. I thought you could only do animal style on fries. I didn't know you can do it on a burger.
What is animal?
Okay. But on fries, it's gross. It's like gooey, gooey. Fries should just go and catch up.
I never go off the menu.
Okay.
So all this is new to me in a way.
Okay. So animal style cheeseburger is amazeballs, right?
Okay.
So listen to this. So they cook the mustard on the burger.
I love mustard.
So they put mustard on the burger.
Is that good?
Put it on the grill. Yes. It cooks into the meat.
Never tried that.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of the animal style process.
Okay. That sounds good so far.
Yeah. So they cook the mustard into the meat. So now you have a mustard burger, right?
Now, what do you tell them when you walk up there?
Animal style.
You just say, hey, animal.
Yeah.
Give me that animal.
Yeah. Animal style. And then like I get animal style without without tomatoes, because I don't like the tomato.
All right.
And so in animal style, it also has like, I think it has grilled onion, if it doesn't say that. Does it have grilled? Yeah, it does have grilled onions. They put extra spread on it. Okay. It's just like a regular cheeseburger, except for extra spread. And they also put the mustard and cook it on the burger. Okay?
That's the biggest thing right there is the mustard fried.
So fried mustard,
fried
right
mustard,
on the thing?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's animal style. They do it on fries, but I don't.
They get too soggy.
They get so soggy.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. They put mustard on fries?
No, I don't know what they do on the
animal style. It's like extra cheese. It's got some other stuff on it.
It's got all kinds of crap on it. I don't know.
But it makes the fries soggy, and fries aren't meant to be soggy.
No, they are not. But animal style cheeseburger, best way. Second way, if you're on the protein diet, if you're doing all protein, get the Flying Dutchman.
Okay.
Okay.
What is that?
Flying Dutchman, all the same thing, except for it is in an onion bun, which means there's no bun at all. It's just surrounded by two onions that are grilled.
Is that named after a wrestler? Because that's what it sounds like.
The Flying Dutchman. I think it was after a Dutchman that flew.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
I think so. Yeah. So the Flying Dutchman, if you're against carbs, right, or your, you know, glucose or whatever that all you bread people, anti-bread people do. The Flying Dutchman has grilled onions surrounding the burgers. It does look messy to eat, I'm not going to lie, but that way you're not getting your carbs. Yeah, so good.
Also, you people in line up there in Longmont, you're not going to be blown away with the fries. I'm just going to tell you.
Ask them. They might not do it today because they're going to be swamped, but because it takes longer, ask them to have the fries well done.
Yeah, they're not very good with
fries.
They're
good when they're well done.
I've tried them both. Yeah, I don't know.
The well done are like
crispy. Burgers are excellent. Get yourself a bunch of burgers, man. But fries, I don't know.
They don't travel well.
Yeah.
Well, in some places don't do well done because it takes too much time. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing on an opening they won't either, you know? Mm. Anyway. Oh, now I won't.
There you go. You got your tips there for your Longmont In-N-Out Burger. I'll bet that place is going nuts this morning.
You know it is, right? For sure it is.
You got to be.
Awesome.
You got your brand new burger place up there. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Thursday, here's the forecast here. We're looking at rain this afternoon, into tonight, into tomorrow. Some areas, higher elevation, you're going to get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're here.
We are here. We're fighting.
Music was
we're
playing.
We're fighting. There's a lot of fights going on. Yeah. You know, have you ever had that friend and you're like, friend is strong. And you're like, oh, you should check out this site. It's really fun. It's like this fun little site for Christmas crap. Like, it's just cute Christmas crap. And then your, you know, kind of friend goes on and with his credit card out and buys exactly what you were getting ready to buy.
Your friend didn't know that.
I said I like the Rudolph with the buck teeth.
No, I said I like the Rudolph first is what I said. You said, Hey, Beach, why don't you go over to that website? What's it called? The Light in the Loafers or something?
Light in a Box.
Yeah, Light in the Box. Okay.
No, Light in the Box.
Light in the Box.
L-I-G-H-T.
And I said, okay, I'll go over there and look. And so I went and looked. She gave me the website. Now, that's the true story.
It is the true story.
But then when I got there, I said, oh, I'll get one of these Santa Claus. No, wait a minute. Santa.
And I said, I like Rudolph with the buck teeth. And then you are like, oh, this Rudolph with the buck teeth. Yeah.
I just ordered it. It's so cute.
That's awesome.
Isn't it great?
Oh, why don't you get one, too?
What color did you get, Beach?
I got green.
You got green.
Okay. The zip up.
I'll get blue.
But he got the zip up one. He got the fancier one. So, so even if I get the red one, I'll still look pathetic. That blue one's cute.
There's one with Tinkerbell. Why don't you get that one?
Wait.
Wow.
I know. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was uncalled for.
I don't get it.
I was supporting you.
Oh, never mind. I'm on that wrong website again. That Light the Loafers one. I got to go back to Light the Box. Sorry about that. I went to the wrong one again.
He was at the alternative lifestyle
one. Yeah, that light one. Yeah, sorry about that. Wrong one.
You guys, I have problems. I mean, we can talk about this tomorrow, but I have problems.
Yeah, we'll bring it up tomorrow.
I have problems.
I don't think you have an issue today.
Yeah.
It could develop into something big, though.
I got problems. All
right.
Y'all remember how I invited my ex-husband to come to Colorado to see the game? Because I thought Hunter was going to be playing. Well, Hunter's not playing. He's out for the season. Well, my ex-husband just bought us tickets to the game. That's cool. And then he's staying here a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Tuesday. Coming in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Stay till Sunday.
Wow.
Or maybe even Monday.
No, because then he said, how long do you have off for Christmas?
You have that whole next week. You should stay the entire time.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah, absolutely. If he's listening right now, just go ahead and book it, dude. Stay here until... I'll tell you how long you can stay. January 4th. That's the day before we come back to work on the 5th.
Listen, my ex-husband is a great man. He is a great, great man, and he helps a lot. Like, if anybody, you know, has any, I'll send him x-rays. He reads them. He's just a great human. But we're not getting back together. We're hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all bought that. That was a good one.
We are. We're just like...
Oh,
we're
you
just,
make me laugh.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I promise. It's not. And then do I tell, you know, Niall, like, hey, this is... Like, do I... We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We don't even have to talk about it. Let's not talk about it. All right. Anyway.
No, we got to talk about it.
I don't think we do, because now everybody's going to hear it, and then it's going to be a thing, and then I've already have said it, and then... Life is fun, isn't it?
Stay till January 4th.
Nope. Okay.
Okay.
Nope.
That's how long we're off.
No.
Just going to give you the heads up there, buddy. What's his name, Larry?
The doctor?
Yeah.
Or Larry.
No, his name is David.
Dr. Larry? No, David. Yeah. Where did I get Larry?
I don't know. His name is... Or as his ex-wife called him, because she's Puerto Rican, David.
David. Ooh, I like David.
Yeah. I did too. It's exotic.
She would leave voicemails. David, she's nothing but disc jockey.
Yeah, that's all she is.
Because she's also a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my stepkids would say, because then she remarried a doctor. So my husband was a doctor. Their mom was a doctor, and then their mom remarried a doctor, so it went like this. Doctor, 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 junior college. And that's a true story. Okay, anyway, moving on. Elon Musk says that AI and humanoid robots will eliminate poverty and make everyone wealthy. This is crazy. Number two.
10, 20 years, something like that.
Oops, sorry.
My prediction, AI humanoid robots will actually eliminate poverty. And Tesla won't be the only one that makes them. I think Tesla will pioneer this, but there will be many other companies that make humanoid robots. But there is only basically one way to make everyone wealthy, and that is AI and robotics.
So, I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't get it.
Poverty has never been eliminated, ever.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't get it.
I mean, even in Dubai, they have poverty.
Everywhere. All over the world.
But they do a really good job of never showing you as a tourist.
Yeah.
Just like Napa. Napa has extreme poverty, you know, the wine country, because guess who's pulling the grapes, right? But they always make sure you only see, like, the good sides of these parts, you know?
He has good vision.
He does.
I don't know what he's talking about,
everything
though.
He's said
we'll
has
see.
Come to fruition, so, except his solar company hasn't been doing that well, because I invested in it. It didn't do that well. He's still trying to push it, but it... Anyway, man, a bunch of people that went to BravoCon. You know, I was talking about my girl group. Well, guys too. Jamie's Bravo Bunch. A bunch of people went to BravoCon. They had the time of their life. But some of the Bravo celebrities, their houses got broken into while they were there. Kathy Hilton, wife of the Hilton, is, you know, like heir to. I mean, they have money. They have like Bel Air money. It's the Hilton name, right?
Is he still alive?
He is.
The dad?
The dad is.
Yeah.
Paris's dad?
Yeah.
He's still alive. And they have crazy money.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
just
do.
And why would you leave that door unlocked at her house? And why doesn't she have security?
Is it gated?
I feel
you
like.
You think it would be, right?
I feel it's like gotta it is. Be.
So maybe you leave the door unlocked if you're gated.
Maybe.
You feel good about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. And she has all these people that. Because work on the estate. So there's a ton of people that work on the estate. Her husband's there. She has people in and out all day long. She has full-time housekeeping. I don't know how that one got broken into.
There's a lot of homes in L.A. that get broken into with these you know, celebrities. And I don't know how they don't have the security to stop it. It makes no sense to me.
It feels like an inside job, this one, to be honest. And then Sutton Strackle, whatever her name is, Stratton. She also very, very wealthy, has a staff, the whole thing. While she was there, her house got broken into. So I feel like it's somebody.
Even if it's an inside job, cameras.
I'm sure
you got cameras.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you and I have cameras.
Yeah.
Carson has cameras. We all have cameras.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I still think it's weird that your father-in-law, who lives in the basement, he's the one that sets up the cameras, and he has access just to watch you when he wants.
I don't mind it, except for the one in the bathroom. That's the one that bothers me.
The one, that the shower one that points kind of low?
Yeah. They're all outdoors.
Are they?
Yeah.
That you know of.
Yeah. Well, I know. I've scoured the place.
He's got some hidden ones.
Yeah, he does. I mean, listen, there are cameras now that are crazy. I have one that's an alarm clock, and it has a camera in it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because when I had Homegirl Investigation, I used to sell spyware because I was wacky. So I had HGI, Homegirl Investigation, and I owned that company. And I would sell alarm clocks back in the day when people used alarm clocks that had cameras in them. And teddy bears that had cameras in them so you could watch your nanny.
Ugh.
And then spyware that I would put on people. Well, I didn't because it's illegal. You could put it on your computer and then you could read every stroke that they wrote on their computer so you'd find out their passwords.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sophisticated stuff. So Grandpa Gus is on it.
Yeah.
You might have a teddy bear that you're like rubbing on your junk.
Yeah.
And it's looking at you.
How'd you know I have a teddy bear? Well, you little.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, so speaking of where I was getting to on that long ass story is that Mauricio, you know Mauricio Umansky because he was married to Kyle, who is Kathy Hilton's sister. And here's what he had to say about LA, number three.
We got to fix this state. We got to fix this city. We got to stop. We got to get safety. We got to get the period end of story. We got to put these motherfuckers in jail.
Do you know at least, have you heard if they lost anything or?
I have no idea yet. I have no idea yet. But I got to tell you, you robbed my ass and I will kill you.
Look, you've got a city where you can't get more disparity. I mean, you've got rich, super rich, mega rich, and you got poverty. You're always going to have this problem.
Yeah, I mean, when you sell houses for $130 million just and can make a show about it because there's enough of them.
Yeah. Not only that, you're walking out of the house wearing $10 million in jewels.
Yeah, right.
And you got on a fur coat getting into your Ferrari. Guess what? It pisses people off that have nothing.
Yeah, that is true.
And they'll rob you.
They will rob you. When? Why are you yelling?
Yeah, because this guy, he's got an attitude like they could stop it tomorrow. No, they can't.
Well, his house has already been robbed once.
I know, but I'm just saying
that. But his house, Kyle and him, their house was robbed. She had all these Birkins. Because here's what my opinion is. They're on these TV shows and they show the inside of their house.
Stop flashing it.
There it is.
That's what you're doing. You're flashing it. So I don't want to hear this guy complaining about some. Guess what? There are people out there that don't have the law.
And not only that, they're not only flashing it, which is fine, whatever. They you know, they earned it, I guess. But they're showing me where their sliding glass doors are, where their access is, because they're showing us all around their beautiful mansions.
Look, they don't deserve to be robbed, but it's going to happen. You start bragging about your stuff.
Yeah, that's why I carry a fooey. So don't come and... My Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the fake.
By the way, there was a girl, and she had a real one, and we compared them, and she got mad.
I don't blame her.
Was so good?
Mine's so good.
That's awesome.
It's a $250 purse, but if you buy it, it's $7,000 if it's real.
Jeez.
She got, like, kind of irritated. Like, sorry, it's not
I bet.
And this thing is held up. You got to admit. I mean, it's held up. I mean,
yeah, you've really, had it for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it hasn't fallen apart or anything.
So that's good. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. All I know is BJ bought my sweater. There you go, tabloid trash.
Yeah, and it's delicious looking, too.
Delicious. I mean, you should see this thing. Did you use the word delicious?
It's beautiful. I mean, it is scrumptious.
Delicious.
Beautiful.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are there free. You can get the show there live as well as the podcast, Lakewood. BJ and Jamie, we're about to bring it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big old tote bag drop.
I forgot tomorrow's Friday. That's
tomorrow.
Crazy. Yeah, tomorrow, Friday. It's the last one, and it's going to be at that whatever address. Yep.
Carson, full tilt boogie, baby. You yep. got to be ready to go. 7:30 in the parking lot. King's, where's it at again? King Supers.
Well, yeah, King Supers, 12043 West Alameda Ave, Parkway.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Parkway.
Yeah.
Lakewood will never be the same.
Whoa, that's big, BJ. What? And weren't you going to call it the big, the finale, the big ass backdrop, the yeah. finale edition?
What a name. Big yeah. ass backdrop.
Bag, not back.
Bag.
Bag.
I said bag.
I felt like you said back.
No, I said bag. Backdrop.
I feel like you said back.
I don't know. Hey, Longmont, I got to tell you, man, you guys have got it all now. First of all, you got that dairy up there that's incredible.
It's delicious.
Longmont Dairy.
Delicious.
But now you got In-N-Out.
Yep.
And now Jamie, she's been looking up the menu. She knows the secrets.
I got that for the first time. The reason why I brought it up, because for the first time ever, I got a cheeseburger animal style last week.
Yeah.
Just last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this has been known forever. I just, for the first time, tried it.
All right. Well, you people in Longmont, you got your new In-N-Out, and they tell me that it's packed right now. If you're in Longmont and you're up there and you can confirm that, we have a Texnado line, 303-222-5423. You can let us know if you're over to In-N-Out, but it opens up today. But Jamie's been telling you all morning, there's certain things you got to ask for.
Right, yeah. So it's the animal
style.
What was
the fries, though? You mentioned that off air.
Somebody just said this. Light well done.
Ooh.
So I only get them well done, but somebody said do light well done, because the well done is like, it's like they're too hard, but light well done is that they just throw them in there for like one extra minute, so it just crisps them up a little bit.
There you go.
Light well done. Try those.
Remember where you got these secrets.
Yeah.
We know. Congratulations, Longmont.
Yep, you're good.
Da-da-da-da. All right, don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, we got a big old backdrop. Big backdrop. Coming up on Friday morning, that's tomorrow morning at 7:30. We have tote bags, and you will have your chance to get them in Lakewood.
I mean, this is the last one, right? So what'd you call it? The big finale.
Yeah.
Big final, big butted whatever
the
something.
The grand poobah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of backdrops.
So
Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Nice.
Attaboy.
Let's sling some
attaboy.
Bags.
Yep, we're going to sling them all until they're gone, and then that's it. They're
Where
gone.
Are we going to be?
12043 West Alameda Parkway in
okay.
Lakewood.
Gotcha.
And can I, the self-serving, I can wait for right off the air. Can I get one? I don't even have one. I don't even have one.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Really?
Yeah. Never grabbed one.
Me either.
Well, I grabbed them. I just gave them to the neighbors.
Yeah.
They asked.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe I should get one.
They want some more.
Yeah, they're good quality. Yeah.
I know.
Might want to get them before they're gone.
Yeah.
They're going to be gone after tomorrow, right?
I'd like to take back some to Southern Illinois.
All right, lots going on. We'll fill you in on that tomorrow morning. Also, more Ed Sheeran tickets skim away. We'll do that tomorrow morning. A lot on the way. This week has flown by.
It has flown by. It is already Thursday, you guys. Little Friday.
1 week from today, Thanksgiving Day.
You know what I like to call it? I like to call it Gobble Gobble Day.
I know you do. I know you do. We got to go. Enjoy your Thursday.
We do. Yeah. Okay.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
Do that again.
No, that's one time.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, okay, fine.
You had to see it, folks. You had to see it.
Kind of creepy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.